May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Welcome back, viewers of Madni Channel. Those of you who have just joined us for the first time, just a little bit of an introduction of the program. This is your program. This is where your message is sent in for your requests of spiritual cures. This is where your message is sent in for requests for istikhara. And alhamdulillah, the istikhara is done. And then the answer for the istikhara or the reply for the istikhara is given before the end of the program. And we do have the special segment which you need to wait for. So we have a segment of the day, inshallah azawajal. I have received some messages already. So we'll move to them. But before that, we'll introduce our guest in the studio today. As always, mashallah, our Adil Bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Are you well? Everything okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah, mashallah. Nice smile. Alhamdulillah. Adhakallahu sinnaka.
Ameen.
We had one question which was sent and it came in near the end of the program. So we didn't really get chance to mention it. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, hope you are well. Can you give me a vazifa or something to read for passing my driving test for the first time? So I'm hoping that his driving test hasn't already been. Because it came in right at the end and we didn't get chance to actually mention or read out the message and then also give the spiritual cure. But driving test, I'm sure there'll be many other viewers who are watching and either they'll have the theory test or they'll have their driving test. Was the procedure's in a two-part now. So given my age, because there was a time when there was no theory. It was just the one test. Yeah, so two-part test now. So whether you've got your theory booked or whether it's the practical driving test. So inshallah, Adil Bhai will give us a vazifa for this, inshallah, azawajal,
inshallah,
which will help us and grant us success if Allah wills, inshallah, azawajal. Ji.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a vazifa for stubborn children? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've just recently started feeling scared when I'm on my own. Can I request a spiritual cure in regards to this, please?
Labbaik, inshallah.
Fear.
I'll
give you one more, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And then we'll let you carry on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to request a vazifa for bihoshi, unconsciousness.
Unconsciousness.
Bihoshi. Adil Bhai, to take out the spiritual cures, inshallah. I've got the monthly magazine, namely Fizan-e Medina, open in front of me, alhamdulillah. And I've got some question and answers which were asked to Amir al-Sunnah in the weekly live Madini Muzakara. So we'll just go through some of these questions while we're waiting for Adil Bhai, inshallah. Lighting a stove when a person has passed away. Question: is it permissible to light a stove in the home to cook food when the body of a deceased is in the house? Answer: yes, you can light a stove. There is no problem in doing so. I think there's a lot of misconceptions. And alhamdulillah, whenever you're not sure about something, do seek advice from the scholars. You know, contact the Darul Ifta al-Sunnat and you can ask these questions. And alhamdulillah, we have this opportunity. We can actually send in questions into the Madinah Muzakara, and then those which chosen, they do be asked to Amir al-Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, and then Amir al-Sunnat reply to those relevant questions. But they can be sent into Madinah Muzakara as well. But Alhamdulillah, we have Darul Ifta al-Sunnat. So whenever there's any questions in the mind, or whether there's some point and you're not sure whether this is permissible or not, then do seek advice from Darul Ifta, inshallah, as well. And this is one of, because there's a lot of things that which we think are not allowed, and yet they have nothing wrong with doing those things. And they're just misconceptions. Sometimes these misconceptions, Adilba, they pass down. It's like something that I misunderstood, and I thought, oh, you can't do this. Mm. Then it'll be passed down to my children, and then and further on, and for maybe these decades or these generations, this is being passed down, and realistically, it's got nothing to do. There's no harm in doing this certain action, but we think that it's not allowed, but we don't seek advice. So this is why, Alhamdulillah, we've got Darul Ifta al-Sunnat, Alhamdulillah, and we can gain rightful guidance through these scholars, Alhamdulillah. Anyway, are you ready?
If any person who's got test, driving test, theory test, or any other test, they can read one wazifa, which is a very beautiful wazifa, the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Narfiu, Ya Narfiu, Ya Narfiu, 20 times before you go in for a test, before and after Durood e Pak. Read 20 times Ya Nafiu, then go for a test, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get success, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Just before you move on, Adil Bhai, you just mentioned, and obviously there's quite a few wazifas, so I didn't know which one you were actually going to choose and give for this, yeah? But Alhamdulillah, just because you just mentioned that one, I just like to tap in for a minute or so. And Alhamdulillah, this wazifa is tried and tested. Any permissible needs, then do this particular spiritual cure. Alhamdulillah, the Madini Bahar, I can mention, I can say Madini Bahar as well. Alhamdulillah. Just a few days ago, Alhamdulillah, my daughter had her theory test. And before she went, she said, Dad, some, wazifa, some spiritual cure. And I said, okay, do this before you. And, for example, because it's a theory test, it wasn't the practical. So I told her to blow upon her hands because she's going to use her fingers for the screen. It's not a pen. So normally, so if it's like a written test, for example, somebody's got exams, then blow upon your hands and on the pen or something. So I mentioned to her that blow upon your fingers because you're going to choose the correct answer from, with your fingers. So Alhamdulillah, she went and did, and Alhamdulillah, she passed. She came back and it passed.
Subhanallah.
So it is tried and tested. This is just one, you can say, Madini Bahar, but Alhamdulillah, it's
quite a lot.
Well tried and tested. So if you've got your driving test, if you've got your theory test, then do. But do make sure that the pronunciation is correct. The pronouncing must be correct. So if need be, even get it checked from somebody, your Imam Sahab, or somebody that you know who can recite correctly, then do get it checked beforehand. Because if, for example, you can't recite it properly, and you don't try, you don't practice and gain the method of how to recite it properly, and then for any reason you go and do the test and you don't be successful, because remember, success is it all lies in in the will of Allah. So if Allah wills, then inshallah it will happen. But remember, from our part there should be no shortfall. And if our pronunciation isn't correct, then that's a shortfall from our side. Then you can't blame the spiritual cure. You can't blame anyone else, because we need to be able to pronounce it correctly. Ji Dil Bhai.
Bhai guys, stubborn children. We call normally Naframan, but sometimes obviously Ziddi children as well in the house. Obviously they don't listen anyone. For that reason, don't worry. We go Alhamdulillah spiritual cure, which is if the children shows a stubborn, recite Surah Falaq and Surah Nas once alone with Salat upon Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before and after, in the beginning and once in the end, daily, and make dham on them, inshallah, meaning recite Durood e Pak first, then Bismillah Sharif, and then Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, and then on the end again Durood e Pak, and blow on the children's. If you're doing it in the morning, when they obviously try to wake up and they just don't want to wake up, just blow on them. Hopefully with that, inshallah, they will listen to you. And in the evening when they go in the bed, just read and blow away and teach them as well. Hopefully with that, inshallah, they will become straight, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So beautiful spiritual cure in regards to stubbornness. Children who are stubborn, ziddi bache, as you can say. So beautifully, just Surah Falak and Surah Nas, just the ones with Durood Sharif, once before, once after, and then perform dham upon the child. And inshallah, if Allah wills, then that stubbornness of that child, that zid karna of that child, inshallah, will be removed. Subhanallah. Beautiful wazifa. I think this will be very handy. And those of you who are listening, and maybe some family members or, you know, some relatives and their child, you know, is very stubborn and, you know, he does a lot of zid and he doesn't listen, etc. Then you can also, you know, take note of this and also pass on as a means of, you know, invitation as well. So do, you know, try to note this down. Do share. You know, there's no harm. It's not that just because you're watching, only you're allowed to do it and you can't pass this on. You can pass these on. So do take note and pass on as well.
Inshallah. So regarding fear, dar, it's quite a lot people and kids are, they get scared when they're alone. You should scared as well. Do dua to Allah when you're scared. Recite, Ya Wahidu. Ya Wahidu, whoever feels fear in loneliness should invoke this 1001 times. Fear will be run away from your heart.
Yeah, removed, removed, dispelled, dispersed.
So hopefully you're not going to get scared, inshallah. Any person, this is very simple as well. You can teach your kids as well when they are alone. If they get scared, just tell them to read this. Hopefully with that, inshallah.
1001 times.
One time.
Ya Wahidu, Ya Wahidu, Ya Wahidu. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. So if this message was sent by yourself in regards to fear, then very simply, Ya Wahidu, Ya Wahidu, Ya Wahidu, Durushi before and after. And you need to recite this 1001 times. And inshallah, if Allah wills, then that that kafiyat, that feeling of fear, inshallah, will be removed from your heart.
Inshallah. Yes, regarding bihoshigi, unconsciousness. If somebody's have these type of illness or problems, then it's a simple one ayat, which is they can read it, hopefully with that, inshallah. Whoever is obviously gets unconscious will be get clear. Cure, inshallah. Recite above part of Ayatul Kursi, perform dham on water and sprinkle it on the face of the unconscious person. If the affected person is not fasting, then pour a few drops down his throat. As well, if there is no hindrance, then inshallah he will regain consciousness by shaking him a bit. The ayat is La takhudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Just a simple one ayat. Just memorize it. And if the person, because obviously whoever is feeling these type of illness, they get quite low. They get sometime, you know, whilst talking, just gone unconscious. So you can read it quickly and do them on the water and give
it to them. It's part of Ayatul Kursi, isn't it?
Ji, part of Ayatul Kursi.
Part of Ayatul Kursi. So it's very simple. I think a lot of people know the Ayatul Kursi. It's a habit of a lot of people, especially in the fazilat of reciting after the Salah.
Every namaz.
Yeah, so after Salah, and then also, so a lot of people have already memorized it. So it's only one part from Ayatul Kursi. So it's very, you don't have to memorize it. If you don't already know it, then you can memorize it. But I think a lot of us already know the Ayatul Kursi. But coming back to the pronouncing again, that the pronunciation must be correct. But that part of, you only need to recite this. Adil bhai, how many times did you mention? Sorry, just the once, isn't it?
Just the once, yes.
Yeah, so you just need to recite this. La ta'khudhu sinatan wa la nawm. Just the once, durushi, before and after. And like Adil bhai said, that you'll perform dham upon water. You'll perform dham on the person. You can perform dham on the person as well.
You can.
But it, like it mentions, perform dham upon the water. And then sprinkle a little bit. Now, sprinkle doesn't mean like pour. There's a difference between pouring water and sprinkling water, because remember, Adil Bhai didn't mention here, but remember that this water, once you've actually read this verse and then you've done dham, you've blown upon that water. Now this water is spiritualized. So now when you're splashing it or you're throwing a lot of water, then that water is going to go to the ground, and that's then disrespectful. Because this water is spiritualized now. So only what you need, just a little sprinkle, is what you'll do. And then like Adil Bhai mentioned, that if the person isn't fasting as well, then a few drops down his throat as well. You know, so if you put
in the mouth.
You'll put a few drops to his lips, and inshallah they'll go in as well, inshallah. And then Adil Bhai said that then by shaking, slight moving, a slight bit of movement, and inshallah, if Allah wills, then he will come round.
Inshallah.
Jidil, I've received a few messages. If I can just quickly mention them before we move on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to ask a question. Can the brothers please tell me a spiritual cure for debt? Qarz. Also, istikhara done for my husband. So it's an Islamic sister that sent the message in. Also, please make dua, his debt finishes. Allah grant ease and blessings in your sustenance. May Allah take you out of this burden of debt and remove this debt. Inshallah, Adil Bhai will give us a wazifa. So do stand by, hold on, inshallah. Watch out when Adil Bhai mentions the spiritual cure in regards to debt. So do take note. If you think you're depending on which wazifa, which spiritual cure Adil Bhai will give, whether it's short and you may be able to jot it down quickly, but if you think that you won't be able to, just audio record that, make a small audio clip, and then afterwards in your own time you can easily take note, or if there's a reference mentioned, then you can look in that book or booklet, etc., and then also note it down as well. So do watch out for that, and you do want istikhara. You've put in a request for istikhara, and you've mentioned code RM12, whether that means room 12 or just RM12, but code name is RM12. So once that's mentioned, inshallah, the istikhara, remember that istikhara replies will be mentioned approximately the last quarter of the program, inshallah. So do watch out for that. One more from here.
G.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a wazifa for depression? Inshallah, Adil Bhai will give you a wazifa, inshallah, we'll remove this problem, inshallah. Adil Bhai, I'll let you carry on. We've got a few to go through, inshallah. And I'll come back to the Madini Muzakara questions, inshallah. Martyrdom of one who has been burnt to death. Question. Is the person who is burnt to death a martyr? Answer. Yes, the one who burns to death is also a martyr. Perspiration of the people of paradise. Question. Will the inhabitants of paradise perspire? I sweat. A posh word for sweat, you can say. Okay, answer. Subhanallah. The perspiration of the inhabitants of paradise will be so fragrant that it will emit a scent like musk. Subhanallah. So the people of paradise will also sweat, but that sweat will be like scent of musk.
Subhanallah.
May Allah grant us all death with iman and grant us paradise.
Amen.
Inshallah. And then inshallah we'll be able to also sweat this smell of musk, and also smell this smell of musk as well, inshallah. Subhanallah, we've approached that time where it's the special segment of the program, and it's spiritual cure of the day. Over to you, Adil Bhai.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Spiritual Cure. Today's spiritual cure is abundant recite of this is extremely beneficial for the most challenging missions. Whoever have a difficult missions, if they want to complete it, just recite Ya Muta'ali, Ya Muta'ali, Ya Muta'ali. Before and after Durood-e-Pak, hopefully, whatever mission you are chasing, which is a jais, inshallah will be fulfilled. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. So that was today's spiritual cure, subhanallah. So any challenge that you're facing, any problem, something that you're trying to achieve and it doesn't seem to be working, you've tried utmost and it's just not happening.
It does.
And
it
you
does
think that, you know, it could be anything. I mean, I was just trying to think of an example, anything that's
like a
challenge,
test.
Even a driving test. Somebody's, you know, gone and he's done like, you know, 7, 8, 10. I remember somebody came mentioning that somebody had done, I think it was 9 or 10 theory tests, Adil Bhai, and they were not having success. Mm-hmm. So even this could be a challenge, anything. Maybe even, you know, you're looking for a job and you've been from interview to interview, and even that's become a challenge. It could be anything. True. So anything that you're finding that seems to be a challenge, it seems to be impossible, you can't achieve it. So this is, alhamdulillah, wazifa for that. And it's very simple. Ya muta'ali, ya muta'ali, ya muta'ali. And you need to recite, there's no fixed number, there's no fixed time. Durushi before and after, and just abundant recital. So keep reciting this with abundance. Inshallah, azawajal, the challenge that you are facing, inshallah, azawajal, will be overturned. You'll succeed, inshallah, azawajal.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, azawajal.
SubhanAllah. Regarding death, cars, if somebody have a one surah which is we should teach our kids as well, and we should recite every day, daily, after the Maghrib Salah, Surah Waqia. If you read in Surah Waqia every day after the Maghrib Namaz, inshallah, any type of death, or if you are struggling for your sustenance, inshallah, you will get beneficial in there. Just try to read every day, daily, after the Maghrib Namaz. Just sit down, read it. It takes only a few minutes. Inshallah, azawajal, your all worries will be clear, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, Surah Waqia, subhanallah. MashaAllah.
Regarding depression, that's common nowadays. Quite a lot of people get depressed very quickly. May Allah cure them, permanent cure. Our Piro Murshid, our Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, gives us a very beautiful method and wazifa, which is if we do daily, hopefully with that, inshallah, all depression will be cleared.
One beautiful thing about this particular spiritual cure which was mentioned, Amir Sunnat gave it, it was given in a Madhi Muzakara as well.
Subhanallah.
So resembling to the questions that we were speaking about as well.
When you have a depression, perform wudu. Just make a wudu. Immediately, inshallah, its intensity will decrease. Moreover, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad. Just recite this complete surah with the Durood Sharif before and after. Blow on the water and drink it. So make a wudu. If still you seem to think that it's still there, just read Surah Ikhlas before and after Durood Pak with Bismillah Sharif. Blow it on the water and drink it. Hopefully your all depression will be clear, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Beautiful, so ablution. Subhanallah, Aji. And then recite Surah Ikhlas as well, and then inshallah that will also benefit. I would like to mention at this point that, wherever you are in the UK, do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. Alhamdulillah, there is a particular Taweez which is very successful in regards to this particular problem. And I know this is a very common problem. There's not many houses where there's somebody not suffering, because it's become so common and so wide, and every other household there's somebody who in that house is suffering from some type of anxiety, depression etc. Yes. And it's not an age factor as well. It's not something that you reach a certain age and then you're going to suffer depression.
True.
It seems like every other person is suffering from some sort of depression, and it's overthinking. And then obviously, alhamdulillah, Dr. Saab were also giving tips in how we can avoid as well. So that, put them into practice as well. But do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, inshallah, as well. We've got a taweez for your depression problem as well, if you are suffering. Sometimes I think some people, in regards to, I know we mentioned, go to the Ruhani Ilaj stall. Some people are unsure
That's a Ruhani ilaj.
Oh, this problem. Will there be Ruhani ilaj? Will I be able to get a taweez? Will I be able to get a cure for this? Mm-hmm. But alhamdulillah, you know, like you'd go to a chemist and you get medicine for every type of illness. Alhamdulillah, you can get Ruhani ilaj, you can get spiritual cures for all types of illnesses, inshallah. Except, you know, we haven't got a cure for death, but apart from that, alhamdulillah, you know, everything, inshallah. So don't think that, is this a problem? Should I go? You know, they'll give you something. They won't send you back empty-handed, inshallah. Ji, Dil bhai. Does that bring us to the...
That's it.
Okay, yeah, let me just mention. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a spiritual cure for hair fall?
Subhanallah.
Hair fall. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I get a wazifa for pain in the eyes? Painful eyes, sorry.
Ji,
Dil bhai. I'll let you carry on. You take them out, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Move that istikhara forward. Okay, we'll come back to the muzakara question, inshallah. Hajj scheme. Question. If one's name was not drawn out in the Hajj scheme, what should that person do? Dua. Answer. If Hajj has become obligatory on the person, then without waiting, he should gain the blessings of Hajj this very year through other avenues. For example, through a private Hajj group. Disinheritance. Question. What is the Islamic ruling on parents disinheriting a couple who marry without their blessings? Answer. First of all, the couple should not do this. They should get married after receiving their parents' blessings. Nonetheless, hypothetically speaking, if a man and woman marry without the blessings of their respective parents, they will not cease to be their offspring. This means they should not be deprived of their inheritance rights. Whoever disinherits them will be sinful.
Regarding hair falls, that's common as well. I suffer as well from that. But alhamdulillah, I'm okay. But if anybody's have issues and they're feeling in a deep, going towards the depression, so then alhamdulillah, you can use this method. Hopefully your hair will be come back, inshallah. Do wuzu.
It's not something really to worry about. It's not painful.
It's not painful, but
you can have other illness. Look, you can have some other kind of illness or pain that you're going through.
If you feel it.
And that's something worrying.
True.
Hair falling is painless. So there's no pain there. So that's one advantage.
Yes.
Secondly, a lot of people complain they can't lose weight.
So do the wuzu, and after the wuzu, Surah Layl. Suratul Layl, 41 times before and after Durood-e Pak with Bismillah Sharif, get the mustard oil.
Mustard, sarsun ka tel.
Sarsun ka tel in our language. So mustard oil, just read 41 times Suratul Layl and then blow on the oil and try to, best is if you do in the evening, because in the morning you can have a shower again. So whenever you try to go for a shower, best is massage with the obviously dumb oil.
Is it not better to do it on a night, Adil bhai?
They can do it in the night as well, I said, but
that way
it stays
in the hair for maybe longer. Then in the morning they can have a shower or wash the head. And
but sometime and then, in the hurry, 6 o'clock, if they start in the work,
they can use it around work around their schedule.
Yes,
and do it on alternative days or something.
Massage with that oil, inshallah, your hair will come back.
Because mustard oil is the yellow flower, isn't it? I'm sure you'll be familiar with it. It's the spinach, and it has the flowers, and then obviously the mustard oil is very popular. It's widely available.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a thick sort of it's quite a thick oil. But very, very widely available. You can get it everywhere, but it does have a strong scent. And that's the reason why Adil Bhai mentioned that you'd probably want to wash your hair before you'd go. And especially if you're somebody who wears like a hat all day or imama, etc. Because it'll be trapped air, so it causes the scent will go
everywhere
towards Gigi.
So regarding eye pain, one thing I'm going to mention over here, because nowadays we go technologies, and quite a lot of kids and even the youngest, they just sat down on the computer, on the phone, or on the iPad.
Yeah, I think the computer is not as much now.
Yeah.
More phone, because laptops. Computer, you have to go to the computer and sit in front of the computer. True. Or even the laptop is a bit bigger and you've got it in your lap.
Yeah.
I think the phone is more easier, it's lighter, more convenient, just take it out of the pocket.
Secondly, except they try to go too close, when they are doing something. I'm not going to say that everybody's playing games, but sometime obviously
it's small, isn't it? So
for that reason, obviously, we get pain as well. And our Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Laliya, sometime mentioned in the Madani Muzakara as well, when you are sitting in the lights, the light affects as well. Mm. So you need to check that as well.
Yeah, so how, I think a lot of things, Adil Bhai. This is just like the eye, affecting of the eye is where you sat, how the light is shining upon you, whether it's shining, for example, if it's shining on the screen, and then the reflection of that is also dazzling your eyes.
Dangerous.
Even if it's not the light and the room where you're sat, there's a lot of sunlight, even the effects of that, etc. So I think before you actually, whichever activity that you're doing, before you actually sit down to do that activity,
check
the atmosphere,
make sure
and how you're sitting, etc. And if Allah wills, and if we remember this, that we even try to sit facing the Qibla, inshallah, with intention, and that will also be rewarding as well. So whilst you're doing these things, add on, so they increase the blessings. For example, you're sat and you're going to recite Quran-e Pak, for example, or you're going to read some religious book, etc. Now, that's a good action anyway, and you're going to get good deeds, but with good intentions, with the intention present that, you're abiding by the Sunnah and you're going to face towards the Qibla, etc. This will add to the good deeds,
alhamdulillah,
and it'll have its own blessings as well. So even, this by working out which angle you're going to sit, how much light, if it's poor lighting, for example, switch the light on, don't struggle. For example, if your son, for example, if you are using a mobile or a tablet, etc., it has its own lighting.
Yes.
So some people, because it has its own lighting, they think, oh, we don't need to put the light on, it's bright enough, I can see.
Yes.
But when you're in the dark background, and then you've got this glare or light from the actual screen, even though the technology, and you can dim it and make it brighter, how it's comfortable to yourself, but still there is effects on
eyes working,
because your eyes working, and where there's poor visibility or there's poor lighting, the eye makes the adjustments. It's like a focusing, like the camera lens. It's an autofocus, so it'll focus itself. So alhamdulillah, Allah has given us such a great blessing that we don't even realize. We don't have to press no buttons to make it auto. It's like auto everything. So it does. It might do like 50 different moves in itself, and we won't even know, because it just does it automatically. So we have all the adjustments, but still it's affecting them. And this is why a lot of our youngsters these days, we see with glasses. There's a massive increase.
Even the kids.
We don't need to go out and look. I think if we look just in our own immediate home, and we look across, those of us who are middle-aged, etc., or a little bit older, we can remember earlier times as well. I know for our younger generation, it's not like that, but for us who are like middle-aged or a little bit older, etc., or a little bit older than that as well, we can remember some old times or older times, when we were young. And you'd very rarely see, even a lot of our elderly, some of them even didn't wear glasses.
Still not wearing, yes.
Yeah, so very far and few you'd see people wearing glasses. And yet, when we look in our immediate houses now, even your own children, for example, even there, every other person is almost wearing glasses. So this glasses thing is definitely a concerning point that there's something going wrong, isn't there?
Something.
We've taken on something wrong which is affecting our eyesight. And talking about eyesight, something else which also I'd like to mention, because we're talking about eyesight. One thing is getting your eyes checked regularly. This is something which I think a lot of people neglect. And we even have people, you know, when they come to our stall, Ruhani Laj stall, and Adil Bhai, they'll mention that they've got headache and it's not going away. Yes. And it's always there. Yes. And sometimes, you know, we'll cross question as well. And, you know, one of the questions that we do ask usually is that when was the last time that you had your eyes checked? And, you know, somebody says, about 2 years ago, about 5 years ago. Then a concern. That's like a light bulb. The bulb's lit up. Yes, get your eyes checked, because the last time you checked your eyes, it should be like frequent. You should have like an annual check.
Checked up.
And you know, if it's fine, it's fine. You know, if there's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong. But at least you've checked. You know, you're making sure your eyes are healthy and everything is going on. Everything's going smoothly, basically. And when you don't and you neglect, then sometimes problems are happening. And those problems aren't being eased or resolved, and then that creates further problems. And true, this is another problem. True. Even like some of the students, like they're going to school, etc. And you know, because their eyesight is weak and they've not had it checked, so hence they haven't got glasses, and then they're having to focus more on the whiteboard or you know, really like put pressure on the eyes to try and, you know, try to zoom in and try to see and etc. All this affects them, and then headache and, you know, and problem, and it's actually making the eyes deteriorate more, you know, it gets worse.
Mentioned it regarding the school. My daughter, she was like that. She sat behind, and slowly, she can't see anything on the board because it's far. And then she complained to mom, and we took her, obviously, to check the eyes, and she had issues. So now she's
very common. So that's like you can say it's a reminder to your viewers of Mandi channel. When did you last have your eyes checked? And if it is more than 12 months, then book your appointment.
Book it now.
No, we're not being...
we're not selling anything.
We're not selling anything, and we're not being promoted by any eyes, but your health counts. And we're thinking about your health.
Health and safety, yes.
It's not that some opticians have been in touch with us to promote them or anything
Yes, so regarding eyesight, if anybody's have issues, may Allah cure them. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu.
SubhanAllah.
All the names are beautiful. Just recite 41 times with the Salat, once before and once after. Blow onto the water and then pour it over his face and rub it over his eyes, inshallah. If children have a problem, then a mom and dad can do this. But make sure of the water doesn't fall on the floor. When you do the dam, just try to rub the eyes with your hand that much water so it doesn't drip anywhere. So rub it properly. Try every day. Hopefully with that, inshallah, your eyesight, your eye pain will be gone.
SubhanAllah. We had a request for istikhara. The istikhara reply has come back. It's code name RM12. Whether it's room 12 or whether it's RM12, the code name, the istikhara reply has come back as an indication of azmaish, indication of test. May Allah grant you steadfastness. May Allah grant you blessings. May Allah grant you help from the unseen, inshallah, and help you remove this debt quickly, inshallah. Adil Bhai gave us a wazifa for debt, so the recitation of Surah Waqia. I know when we mention regarding recitation, a lot of people turn towards, you know, using devices, and, you know, for example, they'll, you know, for example, here we're talking about Surah Waqia, so somebody will probably, you know, type Surah Waqia on, you know, on social TV media or YouTube, etc., and, you know, get it down and play it from there. So playing, I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but the real blessings are achieved with actual recitation. So, you know, do try to recite. As long as your pronunciation is correct, do recite yourself. If not, then if there's some family member whose pronunciation is good, then, you know, get them to do it. But why is our pronunciation, you know, that's a question. Why is our pronunciation not correct? And okay, it's not. But then, are we just going to leave it like that? Or we're going to get up and do something about it. And this is where, alhamdulillah, the environment of Dawat Islami is out there, open arms, saying, come, we're here to help you. So whether you're a brother, whether you're an Islamic sister, do visit your nearest local brothers, local sisters, and ask regarding your madrasa classes for adults. You know, brothers' classes take place and sisters' classes take place. And before you mention, oh, how much is that going to cost me? They don't cost anything. It is totally free. So do contact and, you know, let's do something about it. You know, if our pronunciation is not correct, it's not going to go away, is it? We'll have to do something, you know, about it. And we've got a method of doing something about it for free. But let's just say that, you know, in your locality, there's nothing happening. Mm-hmm. Still, Dawat Islami is there to help you again. You can take on classes online. You know, the comfort of your home, in your own time. It'll cost you probably a little fee, but online. You'll be taught, Fizan Academy online. You know, they've got several courses going on. Alhamdulillah, this is where you can also correct your pronunciation as well. You know, you do the Madani Qaida and then also, you know, carry on and also do the recitation of the Quran as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So your own time, you know, if you've got a busy schedule, you're really, really busy, and you know, you don't get done until a certain time in the evening, mm-hmm. and you know, this is ideal then for you, because you can book your own slot, what suits you in the comfort of your home, and inshallah azza wa jal, you'll learn. And there's many people, remember that there are some places far and wide where, you know, the environment of Dawat Islami yet has not reached there. It's striving, and inshallah, there will come a time where we'll be inshallah. Everywhere, inshallah, inshallah. The Fizan of Amir al-Sunnat, inshallah, will be across the globe, everywhere. So basically at the moment we're working on filling in the gaps, you can say. But alhamdulillah, in the short space of time, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has spread far and wide. But there is some gaps, but inshallah, we are, you know, working towards that, inshallah. So if you are in some isolated place like that, then not to worry. Alhamdulillah, it's still, you know, the opportunities are still there. Look, we've got Madani Channel at home, haven't we? Alhamdulillah, even Madani Channel itself is helping. So you can't say that you haven't got, there's the help, that's the, you know, a massive help. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Vazifa chahiye, request for vazifa please, for creating peace and blessings in the home.
So vazifa, which is simple as well, and anybody can do it. I'm gonna insist in this, that every household should do it, so in this way they're not gonna worry anyway in advance. Friday, you can get the Lahori Nimak, get salt, pink salt, which is we can get it from here in UK, from any Asian shop. So get the pink salt, sat down in one place after the Jummah prayer, and recite Durood Pak 10 times, and then recite Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu 1001 times. And on the end again, 10 times Durood Pak. Any Durood Pak you can read it and blow in that salt. Then this salt, mix in the normal salt, which is your normal use for your curries and everything, whatever you eat in, and put the salt inside. Just mix in that. Whoever is going to eat it, inshallah, they will love each other in the house. Will be the peace as well.
Okay, Adil bhai, I'm going to put a cross question. What if somebody is wanting to do this, but they can't do it? Whatever reason, they can't do it.
Dawat Islam is everywhere, Aisab. And that's why we are available, our stalls are available. You can take over there. Or if not, then ask them. Maybe they have already.
Subhanallah.
They can give you. It's like, I'm going to give the example, Aisab, but Bradford, Fizani, Medina, you can come over here, inshallah. We will give it.
The reason why I went to the office earlier on today and I saw a big bucket of pink salt, Adil bhai. That's why I asked you that question. There could be some person, whatever reason it is, that somebody is unable to do it. And true. Alhamdulillah, I just wanted to ask this question to Adil bhai. Alhamdulillah, Adil bhai has mentioned that, look, somebody, if they can't do this, whatever the reason, you know, maybe somebody goes to work in the morning and he doesn't come back and, you know, the next day starts at time, you know, he comes after Maghrib. or something like this, so he's unable to do it, or whatever reason it is, maybe somebody can't, you know, do the recitation, etc.
Yes.
You know, I won't say availability, because pink salt is available far and wide, but you know, whatever the reason, or it could be that somebody can't go out and get it, whatever, but not to worry, alhamdulillah, Rohani Ilaj stall, Zindabad, should I say, go to your nearest Rohani Ilaj stall, inshallah, azawajal, and you can get the already spiritualized, already damshuda pink salt, inshallah, azawajal.
Inshallah, azawajal. That's obviously Bapa Jan said, we have to obviously do our Islamic brothers, our Islamic sisters. So we are available, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. Regarding, I said, because if somebody can't read Surah Waqia, so I thought I'll give another wazifa.
An easier wazifa, okay.
Easier. So this is the simple as well. You can get it
just
from...
mentioned, so if the message that came in regards to the code RM12 and you had the istikhara done, Adil Bhai gave a wazifa for removal of debt, where it was a recitation of Surah Waqia. Now, just in case there's any problem or some issue and you can't physically have that recited, or somebody in the home cannot recite it themselves, and you haven't got anybody that you can call and they'll come and recite for you, then inshallah, Adil Bhai is giving this for you. And it's not just for yourself or any other viewer who's watching and they know of somebody, or they themselves are in any type of debt, then inshallah azawajal, this spiritual cure is for yourself as well, inshallah.
Allahumma akfini bi halalika an haramika wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak. That's just only one line you can say. Memorize it. If not, then you can get this parcha, this method from our stall, and keep it with you and recite it 11 times daily. 11 times daily before and after Durood e Pak, inshallah azawajal, whatever death, whatever qaza you have, will be get clear, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just before we have reached the end of the program, but I'll just like to add there another means, inshallah azawajal, do contact your local Islamic brothers and find out when the next Madini Kafla is traveling. So your next Madini Kafla, whatever dates that it's traveling, then you can also travel in a Madini Kafila and make dua there for the removal of your debt, inshallah azawajal. And if Allah wills, then you will be granted help from the unseen, inshallah azawajal, and your debt will be cleared as well,
inshallah.
So, you know, we hear from time to time that, you know, prayers, duas are answered whilst traveling in the way of Allah azawajal. So those who travel in the Madini Kafila are musafir, you know, are travelers in the way of Allah azawajal. So that's also a means as well. So do try and travel in your next Madini Kafila of your locality, inshallah azawajal. That does bring us to the end of the program. Thank you for joining us. Do join us same time, same place, next week only on Madini channel. Sallu alal habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.